Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 2014, Fireball by Pitbull.
I can't believe that song's that old.
464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Well, this is all jacked up. I mean,
why is it jacked up?
Weren't we going to play that song for FIU game?
We were, yeah.
And we haven't done that.
We do have that.
So we did. Song of the day.
We made a big point. One of the things we talked about was when this happens, because Pitbull has a suite at the stadium at FIU. And so if they score, we're going to play it. We haven't done it yet. So we've got something we need to renegotiate.
But we played the song of the day.
Ben does have it cut up so I can play it anytime. But yes. We had not played it yet. Good job, Ben.
Good job.
We had talked about it. We had not done it yet.
But you went with song of the day.
I did. Yeah. It's a Good Friday song.
Not sure if I've ever really heard the whole song like that. It's a little much. Yeah.
That was borderline inappropriate, Jake. Or not even borderline.
It'll be a song.
It was appropriate.
It'll be played for numerous years to come at the DJ at a wedding dance.
Is that right?
That's a song that also, hey, let's get this place going a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it going. Let's play this place.
100.
That'll be played. That is a DJ special right there.
Pitbull is a genius.
Yes,
I mean, he is a genius. What entertainment energy.
Yes.
Entertainment genius, Jake.
Pitbull.
You got to give it a rating.
The Bull.
I give that a 6.255.
I saw you bobbing your head.
It's fine.
7-1-1-1-1-1.
Yeah.
Is Ben going higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher than that.
This is Ben, Pitbull.
This is Ben.
He was alive when the song came out.
Yes.
He is Pitbull.
9-1. And of course, that's why.
I couldn't imagine
he was alive during this song.
I couldn't imagine giving that a 9-1. But Ben, you did.
God, I think Ben would make a great publicist for Pitbull.
He would. I could see Ben being a DJ also, up in the booth.
Yeah.
Spinning some vinyl.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see it.
So, ratings not strong over here today. Here's the text line's ratings.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Starts off strong, goes bad. Fireball, 8.7 from John. Okay, Sandmaster and KC, 7.7. Okay. Good start.
Nice start.
Yeah. Now we go downhill.
Now it goes down.
Mike and Dalton, a 1. Sean goes 5.7. Meh from Vern and Dakin, 2.5. 0 on this one. Ryan in California, 0.0001.
I'm really interested in the household today.
Yes.
Because they have standards.
It'll be low. Ellis in Illinois, 7.5. Scott says good walk-up music, 7.8 on that one.
It is.
Gavin and Pender, 3.5.
Gavin dropped.
Your friend.
Yes. The hard-hitting, strong safety with the neck roll.
Did he wear a neck roll?
Oh, and he was sideline to sideline. It was a thing of beauty to watch him. It was like... He was must-see football. Gavin Galer.
Gavin.
Yeah. Now we have a gentleman in Bogart, Georgia, who goes by Bobby Dean Smith. He's age 71. Okay. Do you think he liked or disliked?
I'm
going to
say that's a no. It's a hard no.
0.003 from...
Well, higher than the 0.001,
it
though.
It is. It's true.
So it's better.
Positive. Yeah. Lyle in Omaha. You love that name. Sip 3.5 from Lyle.
Lyle.
Joe says it's a conga line Friday, 6.5.
Okay.
That would be a good conga,
conga line. Yeah.
That would be.
Buffetson says that's a 0. Who club is Bird? 1!
Bird one. Did not Bird. Like.
Yeah.
This one, someone says this might be the worst song you have ever played.
Curious choice.
And there's a lot of options for that, he says.
I think I was just so happy seeing Jake and Ben.
Yeah.
Because they were dancing. Because they were so excited. Ben was so pumped about
Ben
this
likes
song.
Pitbull.
Yes.
Ron, a 4. Craig, a 0. Dustin in Utah says 9.
9.
Okay.
Chad in Kyle, Texas, 2. The Bandit says 4. Someone says Waylon just shifted in his grave on that one. Negative five. That's from Dean.
We went negative.
You brought Waylon Jennings in the conversation.
That's good.
It takes all kinds. I mean, that song has a place.
I don't see the household, by the way. I don't see Jennifer or hubby here.
Where are you,
Jennifer?
They're
on vacation. Maybe they're up in Wisconsin trying to see what's going on with Jez.
Or they were so bothered by the song they didn't want to chime in, possibly.
It might be. It might just be out of respect for Jake.
Thumping 7.8 from somebody there. JC and Lincoln, 7.5. There you go. That's your... I would say average score is about a 4 flat on that one from the text line.
The negative 5 really set you back on your average.
A couple .001s.
It's like a punting average. If you punt the ball backwards, it's really going to hurt your average. And that's what happened on the negative 5.
That's...
Caleb Lightbourne.
Against Minnesota.
Sending it up the chimney.
Straight.
What?
Punted one that went straight up.
Mike Riley year, 2015 or 16.
It was one of those years, yeah.
It was 2016. Nebraska was good that year. He had a punt straight up.
Straight up the chimney.
Straight up the chimney. It wasn't blocked. It went straight up. It went negative 4 yards.
Like we were punting.
It was straight up.
Back in the day when you did punt, you would hit a ball 40 yards or 2 yards out of bounds or back over your head. That was common to hit like that if you're punting.
I never hit 140, I can tell you that.
It went straight straight up. Yeah. Not blocked. Yeah, it is time.
Remember, you used to punt to yourself a lot. You practice it. Yeah, you practice punting to yourself.
He did it again and again.
Better times.
It's time for Zip to tell us how to properly age gracefully. Sponsored by our friends at Treads Central Tire Pros, the Palace of Tires just south of Cortland on Highway 77. Zip, what do you have today?
Unfortunately, what I have is sort of a self-admonishment, a self-rebuke for something I didn't do when I probably should have.
Okay.
And I didn't call you guys. I thought about calling Bill on the spot.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to, at work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks, because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When I was seeing this unfold before my eyes, I was going,
I think you did tell me this.
Did I?
You did call me on this.
Oh, did I?
It's about the bike?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it's a great story.
But I've been haunted by this all week.
Haunted.
I was driving on, I think it's whatever thoroughfare heads west towards campus, which is probably 16th, and it stopped. And I was at a stoplight at Antelope Valley Parkway. Okay, and there's those dorms. There's the dorms. They're not lights long.
Able.
I don't think it's able. Anyway, it's a dorm. 16.
Okay, all right, sorry.
It's a dorm, and there was a man. There's like a me and Bill's age without a shirt on and a ball cap and long pants. It was an odd picture to me right away. Like, God dang. And my thought was, God, I'm scurrying to this press conference. I got a long day. This guy's just walking around without a shirt on. And then it occurs to me what's going on. He stops at the dorm and looks around, there's a bike rack. And it's now it's becoming clear what's going on to me. He's going to steal a bike. And he does. You saw it live.
You
saw it 100% live. Took the, I mean, he was fidgeting around with the bikes. There was a bike that was not locked. He just took it and rode off. Now, I didn't do anything. I did honk, but I didn't yell.
You honked at him?
It didn't deter him. There was no deterrent. There was no deterrent.
You have to stop him. What should I do? I don't know. I'm going to honk.
Well, now here's the issue. There's a lot of layers. There's a lot of layers.
I hope there is. I honked.
There's a lot of layers that go into a story like this, because in the moment, you don't know exactly what to do. Keep in mind, I'm kind of late-ish for this press conference, so I got to get going. That's why I have a job, and I can't really afford to make a citizen's arrest is what we're talking about.
Barney Fife.
Do I jump?
Citizen's arrest.
Do I jump out of my truck and go confront the man? Yeah. God only knows what happens at that point, right?
True.
True. Over a bike, and it flashed in my mind. Am I going to go do this over a bike? You know? I did honk. I didn't yell. I should. If I had to do it over again, I would have been like, "Hey, put that bike back," or something like that. But I just drove off, and some kid lost his bike, and the old man rode around. I know the bike. It was a aqua colored dirt bike, and he just rode off.
What if it was a breaker that lost his bike?
I don't know. Oh, a breaker. It could have been a breaker.
Could have been a break that stopped by early person. Yeah. And now his bike's gone.
It's interesting to me. There's a lot of interesting things about this to me. There's a guy just wandering around it. I mean, this was like a 10:30 a.m. Just stealing bikes in broad daylight.
Broad daylight.
Just looks around. It must be really easy to do if you're so inclined. That was it. He just rode off down the sidewalk. That new bike.
So someone came out. So what's your advice here then?
My advice would be.
It's just a story.
The advice would be probably
do something.
Don't worry so much about your job all the time. Just do the right thing.
Okay, there we go.
And stop it from happening. Just maybe get out of your truck. It would have been a little awkward because of the traffic situation, but get out of your truck and say, "Hey, put the bike back." Now, would he put the bike back? I don't know where the story goes from there. Would he have put it back? Would he have?
I don't know. I think if he's confronted, he's going to panic a little bit. Like, okay, maybe I should put it back.
I've been seen.
I just put this back.
But then does it? See, the thing you wonder is, does it become a big scene? You know. But those are interesting moments in your life where you don't anticipate that happening, and all of a sudden, here it is.
You saw a bike.
All of a sudden, you got put in a situation.
Then you drive off, and you're just like, what now? It kind of affected my concentration for the next couple hours. Like, I just let that guy steal somebody's bike.
You could also say, hey, another thing, have a bike lock on.
Right. Oh, yeah. I was shocked that.
I have a lock on the bike.
Yeah, he was fidgeting with the bikes. He found one that didn't have a lock and just took it. Yeah. Better times. I never would lock my bike. I was always told to lock my bike, but I never did.
Never did.
No, you never lost your bike.
No. Never lost it. Better times.
If in the small town I live in, someone stole your bike, and you just like, hey, that's my bike.
See it exactly.
See it.
Columbus was kind of like
it's
that.
It's two blocks over.
Yeah.
Todd took it.
Yeah.
Hey,
he got my bike.
Give me my bike back. Just stop.
Can they give it back?
They can give it back. All right. Go ahead. Take it.
Joel in Wisconsin says advice from a former detective.
Oh.
Be a good witness. Take a picture instead of honking. You could have taken a picture.
I didn't tell you that.
You could have
you
taken
called
a
me.
Picture.
I just saw a guy steal a bike. I go, did you get a picture? No.
Hold on. It would have been a long way away. I mean, and we're talking probably 50 yards away. What kind of picture would have I've got?
Did he?
I couldn't run up there and take a picture.
Did he respond to the honk? Did he like look around at all?
Yeah, he did. He looked at me.
He was aware of the honk.
He was undeterred.
Okay.
He was undeterred.
So right now, honking is not our best defense if we're getting our
get out of your truck. Get out of your truck and say, stop. Don't take that bike. Move on.
There you go.
Yeah.
That is
he wasn't a big guy. He's probably my size.
Could have taken him?
Yes. Yeah.
If you went to the pool in Pender, there'd just be 50 bikes laying on the ground.
Yeah.
You just jumped off your bike and went to the pool.
Right.
There's no, hey, make sure you lock that baby up.
Better times. Oh, my God.
That's Aging Gracefully, sponsored by our friends at Tread Central Tire Pros. Hour two next, Lee Sterling on with his picks for the weekend.
What? What? Yeah,
that's right. Lee Sterling's next.
Whoa.
On early
Tread's Tires.
On the tick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.